Okay. Now we have here with us this morning Academy Award winner Susan Sarandon. And she's coming up with the hero of all of us and of this country, head of the Gold Star family, Cindy Sheehan.
Hi, it's so great to see you all out here. You know, it's a very special day today because there's so many different organizations that are fighting for very specific changes in our country in different areas, domestic issues, labor issues. And the thing that everyone has come here to say is that none of these things can be addressed until the war is stopped, until that our kids are home and until the money has stopped being poured into this horrible lie of a war. I'm very happy to be here walking hand in hand with all of you, and I'm very happy to be in the position to introduce the woman who's standing next to me because, you know, she's the perfect example of somebody who started out just asking a question, just wanting to eat from that tree of knowledge, and she got kicked right out by the dad, you know. And she's an example for all of us of how empowerment starts and how important it is to take something, a loss like that, and turn it into something constructive and positive. She has opened her heart. She has opened her family, her time, and everything to try to make a personal face on this war that they would have us believe is happening somewhere in some kind of video game place. But it's not. It involves real families, real moms from across the globe with all kinds of political affiliations. And it's my great privilege to introduce the woman who's given that face to the cause, Cindy Sheehan.
Hi, I'm really proud to be here too because you know what? We are not the fringe. We are mainstream America. Two-thirds of this country realize that George Bush lied to us and the troops need to be coming home. He has the lowest approval ratings of any president besides the other war criminal, Richard Nixon. We are standing here to say that we are mainstream America, that we repudiate all the war crimes and crimes against humanity that are being committed by our government. We are here to say that we are not war criminals, and we are standing together to bring peace and justice to the people of Iraq. Bring our troops home, save Iraq. Bring our troops home, save America. And we are here saying that we are the true matriots of this country, that we are the ones that love our country. And to be anti-George Bush is to be pro-American. And we're standing here as not only true Americans, but true citizens of this world that want the killing of innocent human beings to stop. I had a dream this morning of my son. He was 3 years old. And he was telling me, "Let's go outside, Mom. It is so hard. And I do everything I do so there's no more Cindy Sheehans, whether Iraqi or American. That there's no more Casey Sheehans that are condemned to an early grave because of the lies and war crimes and war crimes against humanity of our regime, our fascist regime that's in power right now. And not only do we want the troops home from Iraq, we do not want the maniacs to invade Iran. We are standing here with the people of Iran to say that most of America is not on board with an invasion of your country. People tell me it would be crazy to invade Iran. Well, the people governing us are crazy. Don't put anything past them. Stop them. We have to stand together to stop them. Thank you for being here.
Now we have a woman who has been speaking out about what's happening in her country. She's been touring the country here in the United States at a great risk to herself. A sister from Iraq, Faiza al-Araji.
Thank you for being here. It's my pleasure to meet the good people in America who are against the war and who are against the occupation of my country. I have been here since 2 months with the women delegation from Iraq, and we went all over the country, and we met the American people in the church and in the university and different community. And I can see that the majority of this country, they are against the war. They are against the occupation of my country. You have to support Iraqi people. Pull out the troops. Leave Iraq for Iraqis. I can see after 3 years of this war, and I'm asking the American people every time when I meet them, who is the benefactor of this war? Who is the winner of this war? Iraqis and Americans are the victim of this war. We lost our children. We lost our sons and daughters. And you lost our sons and daughters. We lost our money. And you lost your money. And you are paying your tax money to kill more Iraqis. What is the benefit of this war? It is just for the thieves. It is just for the companies who are getting benefit of this war. Please stop this war. Pull out the troops. Stop building bases in Iraq to make Iraq the point of killing other people, killing other nations. Stop the war in Iraq. Stop the war in all the world. We want to make peace. Iraqis need peace, and American people need peace. So please make whatever you can do to stop this war and pull out the troops. Get your sons and daughters back home and leave Iraq for Iraqis. We can rebuild our country. We can imagine we can make our future by our own hands. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting Iraqi people. Thank you for supporting the mothers of Iraqi. Thank you for supporting the victims in Iraq. Thank you for everything you are doing to make the real change on the ground. Thank you.
Okay. Now we have a hero with us today, representing Iraq veterans against the war, Jeffrey Millard.
I want to start out not with my words, but someone else's. Dr. King stood in the Riverside Church in 1968 and uttered the words, "There comes a time when silence becomes betrayal." He later went on to say that time has come for Vietnam. Well, I'm a part of an organization called Iraq Veterans Against the War. We're standing up to say that time has come for Iraq. Silence has become betrayal. We have three very simple demands. President Bush, I will address you today. Not Baghdad or anywhere else, I will address you. You need to get on TV and give the following executive order. Our first demand, bring all troops home now. Exit is not a strategy, it's an executive order. Go on TV and let the American people know that we want all troops brought home now. Our second demand is to start taking care of those troops when they get home. No more cutting funding to the VA. Congress just passed $90 billion of emergency supplement for Iraq. Pass $90 billion emergency supplement to the VA and start taking care of the veterans you've created. Our third demand, the third thing that President Bush needs to do before he carts himself off to jail as a war criminal, is to sign a complete and full reparation packet for the people of Iraq to make sure that the hundreds of billions of dollars that have gone into destroying the people of Iraq are the same funds that go into rebuilding Iraq and rebuilding the self-determination of Iraq. I would ask all people who've come to this march to go to IVAW.org and not just read my stories, but read the stories of all Iraq veterans against the war. Thank you.
And now it is my honor to introduce my sister, my leader, my president, the president of the National Organization for Women, Kim Gandhi.
Thank you, Olga. As we prepare to march today for peace, justice, and democracy, it's important that we hear women's voices. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "It's not enough to believe in peace, one must work for it." And we're calling on every woman in this country to do your part now to make sure that we will live in a democracy here at home with peace and justice. One of my favorite comics, Elaine Boozler, said that when women get depressed, we go shopping or eat. Men invade another country. Have you noticed that when something is funny, there's often a really big grain of truth in it? And that's exactly why women around the world have been the peacemakers. We're not the ones who solve our disputes, large or small, with fists or guns. And that's why women have to be leading this, not only on behalf of peace in Iraq and against a war on Iran, but justice for the survivors of Hurricane Katrina who have seen too many broken promises, and for democracy here in our own country where we have riggable voting machines and stolen votes and intimidation. I want to close with the words of another woman. Betty Williams said, as she accepted the Nobel Peace Prize, "One day they'll call a war and nobody will come." We're marching to make that happen.
Yeah. All right. We have now a woman who is a sister of a Gulf War veteran in detention today. And she is with Families for Freedom, Angela Joseph.
Yes, Angela.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Angela Joseph. I came to talk about my brother Warren. He and I came to this country in 1987 with green card. Mom, a US citizen, has sent for us from Trinidad. Within 6 months of coming to this country, Warren enlisted in the U.S. Armed Force. We were living in Bronxville, a pretty rough neighborhood, even for Brooklyn. He wanted to escape the drugs and crime. Warren served in the Army for 8 years. He even went for the first Gulf War. The Army trained him to kill or be killed. He was a brave soldier. He was recognized for returning to battle after an injury and successfully getting a vehicle and personnel out of Iraq safely. He received 13 Army Achievement Medal, 1 Commendation Medal, 2 Conduct Medal, and 2 Certificate commending him for exceptional meritorious achievement. But when Warren came back to us, he was not the same person like so many veterans. He returned with various physical, mental, and physical ailments, including post-traumatic stress disorder. After serving 8 years in the United States Army, he became an alcoholic, a heavy smoker, and eventually a serious drug user. To support his habit, he turned to crime in 2001. He was convicted on a gun and tobacco charges and given 2 years probation in 2003. The government said he violated probation and sent him to jail for 6 months. Warren was a mess, as the sister seeing his life unravel was so painful and was angry. The government was not giving him, the veteran, any help with rehabilitation. They were just locking him up. Matter got worse in November 2003 when we thought Warren was coming back to us. The Federal Immigration Authority took him because he is not a citizen. During his military service, he applied to become a naturalized citizen twice. He paid for the fee and was interviewed by the INS, but he never finished his application. American give automatic citizenship to immigrant soldiers who die in the service, but for those who live, there is detention and deportation. On Monday, I went all the way to Washington, D.C. with hundreds of family like mine, immigrants and citizens fighting deportation at this very moment. Congress is talking about making the immigration law worse, but law already so bad, they require veterans like Warren to be deported. Thank you.